colors flash forth through the sun. Unknown shores, great empty deep, the abyss in my sleep. Echoes into raised boys, where all thoughts are found. Beyond the ocean, no ship has sailed, or the true believers, dreams and shadows grow. True believers, dreams and shadows grow.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers. We'll be right back.
As messed up as you think you are, your self-absorption makes you messier. Just settle down and you would feel a whole lot better deep down. You're just like everybody else. She's not as pretty as she thinks she is. Just picture her after she's had kids. I bet she sits at home and listens to the Smiths deep down. She's just like everybody else. Out at home, you're not designed to be alone. You with his arguing. He's crap for dancing, yeah, and he can't hold his drink deep down. He's just like everybody else. I'm not as awesome as his song makes out. I'm angry, underweight, and sketching out. I'm building bonfires on my vanities and doubts to get warm, just like everybody else.
Every night. is gone to break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into her false colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. Number 37, have a look. She's going to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, she does to please. She's just a little tease.
Hey kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Alright, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. I'll be here for the next 60 minutes, bringing you some classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Big Walter Horton on the harmonica from 1954. Robert Pete Williams performing live 1972 at the American Folk Blues Festival. Plus Champion Jack Dupree on the Bear House piano, talking about how cold it is outside at 2 below 0. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Freddie King from his release called Hide Away. This is I'm Tore Down. Freddie King here on the Deep Blues Hour. We'll be right back.
jump in. My baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can be found. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen movie theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, and whisper in my ear. I said, tell me, pretty baby, all the things you know I want to hear. Thank you.
You know money'll buy me anything. Got no money, ain't got no use for you. So get me some money, no matter what you do.
A tune called Money Blues. That's from Camille Howard, recording for the Specialty Record label. Plus, we heard from Little Milton in that last set off of the LP called Raise a Little Sand from 1975. That was Hold Me Tight there from Little Milton. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Big Walter Horton, as promised, from a disc called Harmonica Blues Kings, featuring, of course, I think one of the better harmonica players for the blues. This is called Southern Woman by Big Walter Horton here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Going down to Texas, going to Georgia too. Something Southern women knows how to do. I ain't gonna tell you what it's all about, but Lord have mercy, they knocked me out. They cook your bread, they comb your head, they bring your food right to the bed. Lord have mercy, they knocked me out. In Tennessee, I know those women down there love me. They pet me mornings and they love me nights. They play with me until the broad daylight. They love me long, they love me strong. I feel so good in the lock of their arms. Mississippi, Louisiana too, lots of good a good man can do. Fine little chicks giving up their bread. They love a good man until he's nearly dead. So make me high, give me right, tell the whole world I said goodbye.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Song there, sung by J.B. Lenore, joined by his friend Sunnyland Slim as well. That was I Want My Baby, an alternate take from a 1980 release called the Mojo Boogie, there from J.B. Lenore and Sunnyland Slim. Plus, we heard a nice instrumental there from Little Willie Anderson from his release called Swingin' the Blues that came out in 1979. That was Been Around by Little Willie Anderson. All right. Up next, let's hear from Esther Phillips. This is off of a nice two-disc set called Men Are Like Streetcars. This is featuring women blues singers from the late 20s through the late 60s. Here she is, Esther Phillips, with Sit Back Down on the Deep Blues Hour.
Sit back down, daddy. Job. Sit back down, daddy. Mama's got the job. You don't have to do a thing, but love me good and hard. Now I could take my money, put it all away. Tell me what good is unless my daddy stays. Sit down, daddy, 'cause mama's got the job. Sit back down, daddy. Try my easy chair. Sit back down, daddy. Try my easy chair.
Shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying, lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, baby, you made him so. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail, beat your head on the pavement. Till the man comes and throws you in jail. Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail, beat your head on the pavement till the man comes and throws you in jail. But don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. When the moon goes down in the dawning and the sun comes up in the morning, don't let the sun catch you crying, 'cause daddy don't want you no more.
Right there from Wynonie Harris, and here comes the blues from his disc called Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well, plus Louis Jordan in that last set with Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. All right, nice Louis Jordan tune. Up next, let's hear from T-Bone Walker, recording for the Capitol record label and Black and White sub-label. This is The Time Seems So Long, recorded 1949 by T-Bone Walker here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
I want to start today by talking about President Joe Biden's upcoming Supreme Court pick. As many of you have no doubt heard by now, the oldest liberal justice on the court, Stephen Breyer, is going to be retiring, and Joe Biden is going to get to pick or nominate, rather, a replacement, which is subject to confirmation by the Senate. Now, Joe Biden made a promise during the campaign that he would select a black woman, which would be, if confirmed, the first black woman ever on the United States Supreme Court. He confirmed that that's still the plan. Jen Psaki, his White House press secretary, confirmed it. And I believe Joe Biden has also been asked about it and confirmed that as well. The American right is now starting a campaign to make the case that this is extremely discriminatory and essentially racist to anyone who is not a black woman. In other words, the way that many are framing it, and we're going to look at Laura Ingraham in a moment, who's doing this, is if you are excluding anyone who is not a black woman, it is by definition discriminatory and or racist against those individuals. This is wacky. And as someone who is not a wokester and not into corrosive identity politics, I'm going to explain to you why these people are wrong. But let's first listen to Laura Ingraham.
Like everything else Joe Biden touches, his Supreme Court selection process is in shambles. Candidate Biden, he thought he was being really woke and so cool by pledging to nominate an African-American woman to the high court. But of course, he was also effectively discriminating against a vast majority of the adult population.
Uh-oh.
And now even liberal websites like Slate thinks he has himself in a bind, claiming that Biden's pledge has backfired and needlessly tokenized future nominees.
So let me remind you, I am not an identity politics guy. I have spoken out for a decade about uses of identity to silence or to exclude. You all, if you've been watching this show, listening to my podcast for a while, you know that. Let's go through this now in that context in steps. First of all, is what Joe Biden is doing unique? And the answer is no, it is not. Here is Donald Trump saying, I'm choosing between women only for this next seat. And the crowd cheered.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Right. It wasn't only Donald Trump who did this. Ronald Reagan did the exact same thing.
Polls continuing to show he runs better among men than women. Reagan took a dramatic step today to reach out for female support.
Now, I'm announcing today that one of the first Supreme Court vacancies in my administration will be filled by the most qualified woman I can possibly find.
Oh, whoa. Hold on a second. Now, you can say, well, they were all wrong to do that, David. OK, fine. You could take that position. But were you actually saying it at the time, or are you saying it now that they already put women on the courts and you no longer really have to say anything about it? It's very easy now to say, well, they were all wrong. None of them should have done it. But that's not really the most